Calnet News Digest, 11th of July, 3310. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, the focus moves to Thor. An old and confused politician doesn't know if they're ready for office. And we hear a personal account of the destruction of Titan Indra. Following the destruction of Titan Indra, the focus has moved to Titan Thor. Although it's by far the weakest of the three remaining Titans, Thor still has over 100 systems under its control, and it's likely it'll take some time longer to defeat than did the first five Titans. There are a number of systems with ground bases under attack near Thor, including the three invasion systems, HIP 20509, HIP 18857, and UNCTITY. The 12 counter-strike systems are rather disappointingly almost all near the other two Titans, so are not strategic targets. Fleet carriers have been arriving in all the systems nearest to Thor, ready for the long haul. Just under 5 months after a devastating earthquake struck Felicia Winter's home planet, Rhea 3, the Federation has finally appealed for disaster aid. But there's no indication that the President-elect has any intention of taking the federal helm. Rather than take office back in February, President-elect Winters chose to provide aid privately to the people of the stricken planet. Had she become president, she'd have had almost unlimited resources available to bring relief to her homeworld. The scale of the disaster, a single planet amongst thousands, would have been no more than a pimple on the Federation's bottom. In 5 months, nothing useful has been achieved on Rhea 3. Now, with five-month dead corpses rotting in the streets and no sign of her re-establishment of a meaningful government, Winters has finally appealed to commanders to help bring much-needed aid to the survivors. She's appealed for all the supplies a starving population would possibly need. She's appealed for power generators, which is good. But rather than food or medicine, she's instead appealed for aluminium and titanium. The displaced people of Rhea 3 will presumably soon be living in tents made out of metal. This eccentric behaviour has led some to suggest that the 81-year-old Winters may be too old for public office. However, as she continues to show no interest in taking over from the 92-year-old Hudson, the question may be irrelevant. Hudson continues to rule, without a mandate, more than a year after his 8-year term of office concluded. It seems that the Federation has ceased to be a democracy, quite by accident. Let's finish tonight with a first-person account of the explosion that blew apart Titan Indra, the fifth of the 8 Thargoid Titans. Unlike the Lave radio crew, who were watching the Titan explode from a neighbouring galaxy, Vox Galactica's chief reporter Jade Sanderlin was up close and personal for the entire event. She published her somewhat lurid account last night.
Watching the Thargoid mothership's last hours had me guts in knots. Caustic gas and debris spurted from its vents like blood from multiple wounds. Violent vibrations and bioluminescent pulses gave the impression of a creature shuddering its last. And our ship's sensors picked up horrific creaks and groans, part collapsing starship and part dying animal. The Titan appeared to begin building energy for its electromagnetic attack, but it seemed to go out of control. I was half blinded by a sudden flash that sent our ship spinning out into the black. It continued to explode with a series of increasingly intense releases of energy, and then the most intense blast I think I will ever bear witness to. This dragon, which had once carried off our people and destroyed our homes with fire had been slain.
And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news so you don't have to.